What is up, everybody? This is a very special episode. Do you want to know why? I bet you do. As you can see, I'm by myself, and this happens to be the last episode that we are doing in this studio. And I'm really excited. I'm very, very excited to move on to new things, to the new studio. I'm very biased because it's very close to my house, and it's just going to be much better. We're going to be partnering with more people who care, and we're going to have a good landlord, which will be different. And probably shouldn't say that on the podcast, but anyways, I don't think he's going to watch. Here's the thing. From the moment that I'm filming this, we're 4 days away from like the big move, being totally finished with this space. And if I'm being honest, very overwhelmed right now. I walked into the studio today. I've got a lot of things to do, a lot to do. And I really wanted to talk about overwhelm. I think that's a good way to kind of end this studio, you know, the studio look. And one of the things is just like, you know, as a business owner, or even as an employee, doesn't matter where you're at. It's so easy to get into overwhelm. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed and then not do anything. And that's been par for the course for me for most of my life. Is I tend to get really excited and plan all these cool things. And then when it comes to the moment to do all the work, you look at how big the mountain is and you're like, I don't want to climb the mountain anymore. It's overwhelming and I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. And so last night, when I was feeling overwhelmed about everything that had to be done the next 4 days, which is a lot, I decided to make a list. It's like, okay, let's list out everything I need to do and make it a little checklist. And oh man, did that ease all of the pain. So if you're working on big goals, you're working on big things for this year, 2025, at the moment of this recording, and you are just overwhelmed and you don't know what to do, and you're freaking out, you're excited, but like you can't take a step forward because you don't know which step to take, make a freaking list. It's going to change your life. And the reason is because once you start to break down all the little things that you can do, you realize that like you can take a step forward, because really the step forward that you need to take is a small one. And once you can check that thing off the list, you're going to be like, okay, cool. Step forward. We're making progress. And, progress over perfection every time. Like, don't worry about being perfect. Just worry about checking things off the list, moving forward. And even if sometimes that day that you move forward was like half of a little inch or something, like it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. You still move forward. Because here's the thing is like progress is really what matters. And it's usually the little things that build up to create big things, right? There's really no overnight success. That's not like a real thing that exists. It's kind of fake. If you guys look at like lottery winners people win hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever it is, $50 million. I think it's like 70% of them or more are broke within 5 years, because they don't really know how to be a success. They just are a success overnight and it dissipates because they didn't take the proper steps to build up into that, to be that person, right? So, man, if you're overwhelmed and you're like, I don't know how to do all this, I'm not that person, it's because you haven't transformed into that person yet. And all it takes is just a checklist. Start making a list. So write down your goal or whatever you have to do this week that is a mountain, and just bullet point all the little things that you can do, because that's what I did. And so today I actually know of like 10 things that I can do today to enhance our move, to get it ready, and to make sure that we're on the same page, you know, in a few days, and that'll make things go a lot quicker. And that's awesome, because it's like, I don't have to like overthink on like what I need to do today. It's all bullet pointed down, and it's all things that I can do. When you look at like this big goal that you have, you're like, I can't do that. Well, yeah, you can't do it in one day. That's not how it works. You have to chunk it down. And that's what we're doing. I mean, that's a moving, that's working out. That is any sort of goal you have. It's just little steps that need to be taken. And it's funny because there are sometimes steps that will literally take 2 minutes for you to do. Like, and you're avoiding even taking that step because all you see is the big goal. But if you chunk it down, it's no longer this scary thing anymore. It is just the thing that's in front of you, and you can easily do it. So, and like, I need to record this podcast because we didn't have one ready. And I was like, oh, getting overwhelmed about that. I was like, what am I going to say? Like, what do I talk about? I have too many things going on in my head right now to even focus on something that's going to be valuable. But this is exactly what needs to be talked about, because often there's a lot of people like me that when you get overwhelmed, you just freeze and you don't do anything. You find anything to distract yourself with, TV or whatever, or eating or something, whatever it is, you know, for you, scrolling. And it doesn't have to be like that, because all you have to do is just work backwards. Like, okay, I have this that needs to get done. What are the steps to actually getting that done? So, this episode is just telling you to create a list, because it's just that easy. Like, if you have a big project that you're working on for a client, just chunk it down into a smaller list and start taking it out day by day. Like for us, we have, we do these big shoots, and we will film 2, 3, 4 hours worth of content. And now we have to produce content for the next 3 or 4 months out of what we shot. And if you're looking at it as a whole, like as the all the interviews and all the shots that we took, is so overwhelming. You're like, I don't even know, where do I start on? What am I supposed to do? And so then you get really nitpicky. You're like, okay, I'm going to produce a video on this little topic. And that's all it takes, is you just get that little topic, and then boom, you can start finding clips, start finding content that relates to that little clip that you want to produce. And it usually comes together quicker than you expect, because you get honed in on the little thing. And once you get honed in on the little thing, then you can find the things that relate to that and get them done. So yeah, I mean, this is a short podcast. It's not even 8 minutes yet, but, I'd say the other thing that you can do is just take a step back and ask yourself what needs to get done in this moment and what is not super important that can be done, you know, tomorrow or the next day. So like for me today is I have to kind of discombobulate the studio, taking stuff off the walls, off the ceiling, taking apart the kitchen, stuff like that. And that's all I'm going to do today. I'm not even worried about actually organizing the stuff, getting it ready. That's like another day, right? Is I'm really just trying to take stuff apart so that when we come to get organized, when we come to pack everything up, it's all ready. It's basically ready to be packed up, if that makes sense. And so don't overwhelm yourself by adding, like, where you could chunk it down even more. You know what I mean? Because like I could have it in my mind that like I need to have everything organized and ready for the movers to come in and take it and move it. But I'm not even there yet. Like I'm actually just today is my only task is to get everything completely pulled off, pulled apart so that it can even get to that next step of getting organized. And so that takes a lot of pressure off of me, and it makes me realize I don't have to work until midnight or something tonight. Right. And I could, right. I mean, we definitely all could work until midnight. And so yeah, create a list. That's it. I'm not going to even talk anymore about it, because you need to go create a list right now. And if you haven't even paused the video yet or just shut me off completely, go create a list. It's super easy. And it'll probably change your life, because it's so much easier this way. So thank you guys. Cannot wait for you guys to see the new studio. It's going to be awesome. And I cannot wait to do more episodes for you guys. Please, if you guys want to be on the podcast, let us know. reach out to us on our socials, MGM Marketabilities Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, you can leave a comment down below on YouTube. We'd love to hear from you guys. If you know of any guests that you're like, hey, this person would be a perfect guest for the podcast, let us know, let them know. Just do whatever you need to do to connect us. We absolutely love to partner on that type of stuff, talk marketing about whatever. So anyways, we love you guys, and we will see you guys next week. Bye.